Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
New Fortress Energy, the US company behind Shannon LNG, has said that a newly established subsidiary will use land it owns and rents in Ireland to build new hyperscale data centres. In its latest annual report, the energy giant said that Ireland was part of its plans for a new data development company called Klondike to use more than 1,000 acres of developable land across sites in Ireland, Brazil and in the United States to facilitate the explosive data demands of artificial intelligence. Now, this comes after Shannon LNG, which is owned by New Fortress Energy, received planning permission for a large gas power plant at a site in Kerry, where it plans to build a commercial LNG terminal. Policy editor with the Business Post, Daniel Murray, has been covering this and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Claire.
You learned about these plans in the company's annual report, and it talked about a new power and data centre development business that it had set up. So what did it say?
Yeah, so as part of its annual report, it had quite a bit to say actually about its plans for Ireland. But within that, it also detailed how it had set up a global data centre development company. And it said this was to facilitate the explosive demand coming from artificial intelligence. And within its plans for this company called Klondike, which would develop data centres, it said it had land banks of over 1,000 acres in the likes of Ireland, US and Brazil, where it intended to develop these data centres. And it also said that it intended to work with what it called hyperscale customers. So these are the very, very large data centres. So as we know, New Fortress Energy is a global US energy company. It really started out by developing oil and gas and exporting it from the country. But it also creates demand for energy as well by building power plants, which it has done in other countries and which it got planning permission to do in Ireland just this week. And now it wants to get even into the game even further downstream, which is to create data centres, which of course have very high energy demands. So it's not clear exactly yet where in Ireland they might have these plans for. There were draft plans at one stage for building data centres adjacent to the proposed Shannon LNG site in Tarbert in County Kerry. I have contacted the company to see what their intentions for Ireland are, but certainly it is listed as part of these ambitious plans.
And we don't know how much land they own or have access to in Ireland, because the 1,000 acres they refer to in what you're writing, it seems to suggest that it's across three countries, including Brazil and the United States.
Yes, it is across three countries, what they call more than 1,000 acres. And you would presume that Ireland would make up the smallest portion of that. I've asked the company exactly what the portion of that is. Certainly what we do know is that Shannon LNG have that land bank down in Kerry, and potentially that would be one particular site. And it would make sense as a kind of an energy campus whereby they could have an LNG import terminal, although they haven't been granted planning permission for that. They will have a commercial power plant, gas power plant, which they have been granted planning permission for, and now, and then possibly they could have a data center campus as well. But they have yet to really spell out exactly what those plans will be.
And their thinking here is they want to exploit what they say is the next stage of explosive growth in artificial intelligence. But do we know how their planned data centers might be powered?
So data centres in Ireland in general are meant to be powered from the electricity grid, but increasingly because of the constraints on the grid, data centres are looking to build their own power supply. And actually the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, which is the energy regulator, just in recent weeks turned around to data centres and told them that if you do want to connect to the electricity grid, you have to build your own power supply. And for the most part, that is gas supply. It is the lowest carbon of fossil fuel power supply. So certainly this would be in line with those broader plans to build a power plant and to have it fuel a data center, at least at times where it cannot take its energy from the electricity grid.
Now, what do they say in their report about Shannon LNG, the project, when it might go ahead?
Yeah, this is interesting as well. So they kind of run through all of their different global projects, and they list Shannon LNG, and they say they intend to push ahead with the project, but they note that they're still going through planning on it. Now, people might remember that last year the High Court actually quashed an On Board Planola decision to reject Shannon LNG's planning for their LNG import terminal, and it basically said that the On Board Planola had relied on a government policy statement around LNG that really didn't have any weight in law. So that left the door open for On Board Planola to reconsider that decision. And Shannon LNG have said in their report that they're basically awaiting the outcome of that. Now, they have also noted that the project itself is highly uncertain due to a number of risks, not least of all regulatory in Ireland and whether or not the regulatory environment is one that will allow them to proceed with it. And they're effectively saying that the project is uncertain because of that. So I think it's only going to become clear in the coming months whether or not the likes of Shannon LNG can go ahead. And I know the company itself is getting mixed messages from the Irish government, who have said that they want to push ahead with an LNG terminal, but they've said they want it to be state-led, while also kind of leaving the door open to a commercial terminal down in Kerry. And certainly government colleagues like Norma Foley and like the Healy Rays have been pushing for that commercial terminal to go ahead. So still all up in the air for the company, but you'd have to think that this year really is the year where a final decision will be made on it.
So this company then that we're talking about, New Fortress Energy, behind Shannon LNG, big plans for these data centres. What sort of a company is it? What's its background? How healthy is it? Is its balance sheet?
Yeah, so it's a large energy company. As I said, its primary work is in exporting gas from the US around the world, but it has a number of other energy projects as well, like power plants, and now wants to get into the data center game. It is a very capital intensive business, and therefore it is highly leveraged. It has a lot of debt, and it has struggled over the last year in particular because of those debts. It had to restructure a debt worth billions just before Christmas to avoid bankruptcy. So the company has struggled. Its share price has been waning over recent months, and so it has had its troubles, and therefore that might be another reason why people might consider that the Shannon LNG project might not go ahead. And certainly when you look at the list of projects that have been delayed or that are uncertain on its overall balance sheet, Shannon LNG is one of those, and it is one of the projects that is contributing to its malaise as a very capital intensive business that needs these projects to come online so that it can start getting some money.
Well, you've also discovered that the Department of the Environment officials believe that this LNG facility will be needed into the next decade. Now, this came about because the former minister, Eamon Ryan, was warned by his officials late last year that this was the case. So tell us more about that, Daniel.
Yeah, so Eamon Ryan, the former minister for environment, before he finished up in the department, he had received new analysis from Gas Networks Ireland, which suggested that an LNG facility, a state-led LNG facility, it would take longer to deliver than expected. And also there would be particular characteristics of it that would make it slightly more commercial in nature, like this thing that's called the boil-off of LNG gas, where it has to basically be the tank has to be emptied into the commercial market every couple of months so that it doesn't boil off into the atmosphere. And Ryan felt this changed fundamentally the nature of the state-led facility, which he wanted to only be a backup and only operate as a reserve. And so he went to his officials looking for further analysis and for that to be contracted out. And they basically came back to him and said, look, even with additional clean energy measures that you're proposing, more interconnection to other countries, further renewables, the European gas security standard will not be met in Ireland without this LNG facility. And they seem to be pretty categorical about that. Now, this is in some way has contributed to the decision by the new Minister for Environment, Dara O'Brien, in more recent weeks to actually approve that state-led LNG facility. But it's something that Eamon Ryan hasn't been particularly happy about since. And it's something that new Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman has also criticised as well.
Well, Daniel, thank you for that. Daniel Murray there, policy editor with the Business Post. Coming up next, who will be Ireland's next president?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.